Welcome to TanakhStudy.com. This is Jesse Salem, and together we are studying Sefer Yehoshua.
Yehoshua Perek Dalet. In this Perek, we will see the first monument that Bnei Yisrael set in Eretz Yisrael, and the end of the miraculous crossing of the Yarden. Pasuk Aleph. Vahi ka'asher tamu chol hagoy la'avor et ha'yarden. And it was when the entire nation finished crossing the Yarden. And there's a pause over here. There's a break in the parasha. So from here, this half of this pasuk is part of last parasha, and the end half of the pasuk will be the next parasha. So these words that we just opened with are pretty much a title for the entire perek. We'll see the following pasukim are actually familiar to us, as we've seen them already in last perek, but it is also brought down here since now is the time to fulfill this commandment. So this break in the parasha is connecting this pasuk. Connecting the two parashiyot is really connecting the two. Vayomer Adonai Yoshua lemor, and Hashem spoke to Yoshua saying, Kichu lachem min ha'am shenem asar anashim. Take for yourself from the nation 12 men. Ish echad mishavet. One man from every shevet, from every single tribe. This is the same commandment that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Yehoshua earlier in last perek, see pasuk yod bet. Vesavu otam lemor, and command them saying, Se'u lachem mizeh mitoch ha'yarden, take for yourselves from here, from inside the Yarden, mimasav raglei ha'kohanim, from the place of the feet of the kohanim, hachin shetem asre avanim, prepare 12 stones. Ve'avartem otam mimachem, v'inachtem otam b'malon asher talinu bo ha'layla, and take them with you, and place them in the malon, literally the place where you will sleep, asher talinu bo ha'layla, where you will sleep tonight. Over here, we are introduced to the purpose these 12 men serve. We weren't introduced to it earlier when Yehoshua got the command in last perek. In this perek, we are introduced to the purpose these 12 men serve. Vayikra Yehoshua el shenim he'asar ish asher echin mibnei Yisrael, and Yehoshua called the 12 men that he set from Bnei Israel. So over here, at first glance, Yehoshua is the subject, and he seems to have set them from Bnei Israel. He seems to have chosen them from Bnei Israel. But we do know in last perek that Yehoshua commanded the nation to choose for themselves 12 people, one from each tribe. So in light of that, we can explain, as Da'at Mikra does, Asher Echin is going back on the nation, that the nation prepared from Bnei Yisrael, one man from each tribe. So Yehoshua called these 12 men that the nation set aside from Bnei Yisrael. These 12 people, important to mention, still have no idea what they were chosen for. Ish echad mishavet, one man from each tribe. Vayomer lahem Yehoshua. Yehoshua told them, Ivru lifnei Aron Adonai Elohechem el toch ha'yarden, pass in front of the Aron of Hashem your God into the Yarden, v'hariu lachem ish even achat al shechmo, and each one of you lift one stone on your shoulder, l'mispar shevtei Bnei Yisrael, corresponding to the number of tribes in Bnei Yisrael. So 12 men lifting 12 stones corresponding to the 12 tribes in Am Yisrael. So at this point, it seems like Yehoshua and these 12 men are on the eastern side of the Jordan, ensuring that all of Bnei Yisrael cross safely. And now Yehoshua commands them to pass in front of the Aron, and each one of them lift a stone on their shoulder corresponding to the number of Shevatim in Bnei Yisrael. Once again, the Navi is piecemealing to us what they will be doing. We now find out that they are each to take a stone from the Yarden, but we don't know what they are going to do with these stones. So, what purpose do these stones serve? Leman tihye zot ot bekirbechem. So, this can be a sign in your midst. Kish alun benechem machar lemor. When your children ask you, machar, meaning over here in the future, saying, Ma avani ma ele lachem. What are these stones here to you? What do they mean to you? Va amartem lahem. And you shall tell them, Asher nichretu meme hayarden mipene Aron berit Adonai. It was when the waters of the Yarden split. They were cut off from the Aron Berit Hashem. Be'ovro b'Yarden nichretu me'Yarden. When it crossed into the Yarden, through the Yarden, the waters of the Yarden split. And these stones should be a remembrance for Bnei Israel forever. So, if we pay attention, these stones will be an ot, they will be a sign, a symbol amongst you. And when your children ask you in the future, what are these stones to you? This language here clearly brings us back to the ot that was given to us in Shemot Yud Gimel, Pasuk Tet Zayin, after HaKadosh Baruch Hu said the same words, V'ayak yish'alecha bincha mahar lemor mazot. It shall be, when your children ask you in the future, what is this? And then, we have the ot, over there also, we have an ot. That when Bnei Israel see their fathers redeeming their firstborn donkey, the Peter Hamor, or firstborn son, they're going to ask why. Over there it serves as a remembrance for the miraculous exodus from Mitzrayim and how HaKadosh Baruch Hu killed the firstborn boys and animals. And to that we have an ot, we have a sign, a symbol on our hands. Right? And Totafot ben Einecha. This is the tefillin as a remembrance of the miracle while exiting Egypt. Now when Yehoshua enters Eretz Yisrael, he sets down a monument, as we'll see, as a remembrance for the miracle of entering the land of Israel. So when Bnei Israel left Egypt, we had the same language of the children asking why, and we had an ot, and we had a zikaron of Bnei Israel. And so too here when we enter Eretz Israel, once again, we're told the children in the future will ask why, and we have an ot, and we have a zikaron for future generations. V'ya'asuchen Bnei Israel ka'asher siva Yehoshua. And Bnei Israel did just as Yehoshua commanded. And they carried 12 stones from in the Yarden, just as HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Yehoshua the Mispar Shivtei Bnei Israel, corresponding to the 12 tribes of Bnei Israel. And they passed them, they took these stones with them to the Malon, to the place where they will sleep, which is the Gilgal. As we'll see in the next few pesukim, the next perakim, vayanichum sham, and they place them there. This malon that we just mentioned, as we said, it's the Gilgal. This is the place where they'll sleep for the night, and will actually be their place of encampment for the next 14 years. It'll be a temporary encampment before they move the Mishkan later on, in the end of the Sefer to Shiloh. Also over here we say that Bnei Israel did, Ya'asuchen Bnei Israel. So over here it's really the 12 people that perform the action, but since they are the shlichim of all of Bnei Israel, then Avi credits Bnei Israel with the mitzvah. Ushtem Esre Avanim Hekim Yehoshua B'toch HaYarden Tachat Masav Ragli HaKohanim Nosei Aron HaBerit. And 12 stones Yehoshua set in the Yarden, right at the place of the feet of the Kohanim who are bearers, who are carrying the Aron HaBerit, Vayihyu Sham Ad HaYom HaZeh, and they were there until this very day. So the first set of stones were to be set in Gilgal. Here Yehoshua is setting stones in the Arden. So these are a second set in addition to the ones that the 12 men are carrying, that Yehoshua himself sets as a monument in the Arden. This reminds us of when Moshe Rabbeinu set a 12-stone monument at the foot of Har Sinai, corresponding also to the 12 Shevatim. And at the end of the Pasuk, when we say, Vayihyu Sham Ad HaYom HaZeh, these stones were there until this very day, this phrase will come up many times in Yehoshua. Some people want to explain that this is an everlasting promise, even until our day, the reader who is reading the Navi. But this is not the pshat of what's written over here. There's even an example within Sefer Yehoshua that already by the time of Shlomo HaMelech doesn't exist any longer. So the Peshat of Ad HaYom HaZeh is until the day the Sefer was written. Ve'akohanim nosei ha'aron omedim b'toch ha'yarden, and the Kohanim, bearers of the Aron, who are carrying the Aron, are standing in the Yarden, ad tom kol hadavar asher sivah Adonai et Yehoshua ledaber el ha'am, until
the entire procedure that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hashem commanded Yehoshua to tell the nation, Kichol Asher Tziva Moshe et Yehoshua, everything that Moshe commanded Yehoshua. So over here the Parshanim discuss what it was that Yehoshua said to the nation. Radak explains it to be the Pesukim in Devarim, Perek Av Zayin, Pesukim Aleph Truchet, where over there, Vahaya Bayom Asher Ta'abru Et Hayarden, Vakemotad Ha'avanim Gedolot. Over there, we're told, the day you cross the Yarden, you shall set large stones, Vesetahu Tambasid, and the Pesukim continue over there. The Pesukim there go on to explain what B'nai Yisrael's obligations are the day they cross the Jordan River into Israel. The Malbim, though, explains that these Pesukim are what Yehoshua read. They were words of strength to them from Devarim Perek Lamed Aleph, Pesukim Gimel to Zayin. Over there, it's Adonai Elohecha Hu Ove Lefanecha Hu Yashmid Taguim Ha'elim Lefanecha Virishtam Yehoshua Hu Ove Lefanecha. Basically, that God is paving the way for you and will wipe out your enemies, and Yehoshua is the new leader. And then it says over there, be strong, be courageous, don't fear your enemies. In any case, this command to Yehoshua to repeat these words was not recorded in the Torah. This is a prime example of something that was passed down Be'al Peh, by word of mouth. And the Navi is cluing us in on this transmission from Moshe to Yehoshua. And the Pasuk here continues, Vaymaharu ha'am vaya'avoru. And the nation quickly, they hurried and passed. It makes sense that they would move pretty quickly. They do see a ton of water piling up on top of them. Vahi kasher tam kol ha'am la'avor, and it was when the entire nation finished passing. V'ya'avor Aron Adonai ve'akuanim lifnei ha'am. And Aron Hashem and the Kuanim passed in front of the nation. Over here, the Navi is summing up the whole story, telling us that the Kohanim and the Aaron went back to leading the way. In Pasuk Detvav, we will recount the details of how they exited the Yarden. Ve'avru b'nei Reuven u'b'nei Gad v'hasi shevet hamnashe hamushim lifnei b'nei Yisrael. And the children of Reuven, the children of Gad, and the half-tribe of Menashe passed armed in front of b'nei Yisrael. Ka'asher diber alehem Moshe, just as Moshe told them, right? Just as Moshe told them, and they promised that they would lead B'nai Yisrael in battle. They also reassured Yehoshua the same in Perek Aleph, in our Sefer. Ki arba'im elef haluse hasava averu lifnei Adonai lamilchama el arvot Yericho. 40,000 armed warriors passed lifnei Hashem lamilchama, in front of God, to war, El Arvot Yericho, to the plains of Yericho. So when we say in front of God, it's in front of God who's fighting for Yisrael. So practically speaking, they went in front of B'nai Yisrael. To where? To Arvot Yericho, the plains of Yericho. This is west of the Jordan River, right above the Dead Sea. They are now in Eretz Yisrael. It's interesting to note that there are 40,000 warriors going in. This is not the same number of men over 20 from these 2.5 tribes. If we look back to Sefer Bemidbar, Perek Kavav, we'll see that there are well over 100,000 men. Reuven and Gad have together 84,230. And Menashe's total over there, it's only half the tribe, but their total there was 52,700. So it seems like the strongest ones led B'nai Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael, while the others stayed back to protect the women and children. Bayom ahu gidal Adonai et Yehoshua be'ainei kol Yisrael, and on that day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu exalted Yehoshua in the eyes of Yisrael. This clearly brings us back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's words to Yehoshua in last perek, Hayom hazeh achel gadilcha, today I will make you great. The Navi over here is emphasizing God fulfilling His word He told Yehoshua. Vayireu oto kasher yareu et Moshe kol yemei hayav. And they feared Him, they feared Yehoshua, just as they feared Moshe all of His days, all the days He lived. Once again, this ties back to the theme of kasher hayiti Moshe yeimach, the same way I was with Moshe, I will be with you, Yehoshua. Vayomer Adonai el Yoshua lemor. Hashem spoke to Yoshua saying. This phrase, by the way, this idiomatic phrase, which we actually saw already in this Perek Pasuk Bet, until now has only appeared by Moshe and Aharon, right? Vayomer Adonai Moshe lemor. Right? Now Yoshua as well, and he will be the last one, is brought down in this manner. So it's showing a very similar language between the Torah and Yoshua, and it's bringing out the fact that Yoshua's leadership is a continuation of Moshe Rabbeinu's leadership as he finishes off what Moshe started. So Hashem spoke to Yoshua saying, "Save et kohanim nosi Aaron ha'edut ve'ya'alu min ha'yarden." Command the kohanim, bearers of Aaron ha'edut, the Aaron of testimony, or here it refers to Aaron ha'berit as the Aaron of testimony, ve'ya'alu min ha'yarden, and let them come up from the Yarden. So here the Navi is recounting the story that we already mentioned above. Now it's going to go through the details. Vaysav Yoshua et ha'kohanim lemor. Yoshua commanded the kohanim saying, "Alu min ha'yarden, get up from the Yarden." Vayhi ka'alot ha'kohanim nosei Aaron ha'berit Adonai mitoch ha'yarden. And it was when, at the moment, that the kohanim, bearers of Aaron berit Hashem, came out of the Yarden, niteku kapot ragle ha'kohanim el ha'harava, the soles of the feet of the kohanim were removed from the dry land, vayashuvu mehayarden im komam, vayadechu chitmol shlshom al kol gedotav, and the waters of the Yarden returned back to their place. Vayashuvu, again, it's the same words as yamsuf, vayashuv hayam, so the water returned back to their place, vayadechu, and they went back to flowing like yesterday and the day before, on its banks, meaning until it was filled to capacity. Ve'ha'am alu min ha'yarden be'asor l'chodesh harishon. The nation ascended from the Yarden on the 10th of the first month, the 10th of Nisan. This date should be familiar to us. It was the day when Bnei Yisrael started to partake in the redemption process from Egypt. That was the day that Bnei Yisrael brought their first Korban Pesach, symbolizing their breaking of the bondage from Egypt. And 40 years later, on the very same day, they complete that process, entering into the land of Israel. Vayachanu b'Gilgal b'kse mizrach Yericho. And they encamped in Gilgal, in a place called Gilgal, at the outskirts, east of Yericho. Outskirts of Yericho. Gilgal, this will be the place of Bnei Yisrael encampment for the next upcoming years. It's east of Yericho. Some identify it as Chir Bet Jaljul. Dr. Ben Arzi wants to say, though, that it is Bet Dir Hajle. So if you're in Israel, go visit these places, or this place, one of the two. Either way, Gilgal is the Malon Asher Talinu Bo Halayla. This is the place where Bnei Yisrael slept for that night that Hashem commanded the 12 men, through Yehoshua, to place these stones. Ve'et Shetem Asir Ha'abanim Ha'ele Asher Lakachu Min HaYarden. And these 12 stones that they took from the Yarden, these 12 men took from the Yarden, Hakim Yoshua b'Gilgal, Yoshua set in Gilgal. Right? So Hakim Yoshua, beforehand we saw the commandment for the 12 men to place the stones in Gilgal. Here Yoshua is the one setting them. So we can either say that it was done at the command of Yoshua, and that's why he's credited with it, or as the Malbim explains, that if we pay close attention to the verbs used, the 12 men hinihum, they placed them there as commanded, and Yoshua Hakim, Yoshua set them in the form of a monument. It's important to mention that we see here the significance of monuments. We see this even today in Israel after wars or important events. At a miraculous point in history, we set a monument to remember what happened, and it serves us as an opportunity to tell over to our kids, the next generation, what happened. And by the way, the Talmud in Masechet Sotah, Daf Lamed Dalet, testifies to the existence of these 12 stones. This is post-destruction of the second Beit HaMikdash. We also find these 12 stones marked on the Madaba map, which is part of a floor mosaic in Jordan dating back to the 6th century. So these stones that Yoshua set in the Gilgal made it for a pretty long time. Vayomer el Bnei Yisrael lemor, and Yoshua told Bnei Yisrael, saying, Asher yishalun b'nechem machar et avotam lemor, when your children ask you in the future, ask their father, saying, "Ma'avanim ha'ele, what are these stones?" So Yehoshua over here is now going on to explain to all of Bnei Yisrael and tell them the reason for this monument. What he already explained earlier to the 12 men in Pasuk Vav. Now he's telling to all of Bnei Yisrael, V'hoda'tem et b'nechem lemor, and you should tell your children, saying, make it known to them, Bayabasha avar Yisrael et ha'yarden hazeh. In dry land, on dry land, Bnei Yisrael crossed this Yarden, this Jordan River. Asher hovish Adonai lo'echem et me'ah yarden p'nechem ad ovrechem. That Hashem, your God, dried out the waters of the Yarden from in front of you until you finished, until you passed. Kasher asad unai lo'echem liyam suf asher hovish mipanenu ad obrenu. Just as Hashem, your God, did to Yam Suf, that He dried it up in front of us until we passed. So, the Navi says over here, ad obrenu, until we crossed Yam Suf. This is Yehoshua talking on behalf of himself, Caleb, Shevet Levi, and anyone between the ages of 40 and 60, as they were the ones, the only ones, from the men standing there now who actually crossed the Yam Suf 40 years ago. And nice to mention, until now we've seen textual references seemingly comparing this miracle to that of Yam Suf. Over here, the Navi calls it out for us clearly, comparing this miracle here to that of Yam Suf. And now at the end, the Navi is going to fill us in with the purpose of the miracle itself. Why it was done? Lema'an da'at kol amei ha'aretz et yad Adonai ki hazakahi. So all the nations of the land know the hand of God, that it is strong. Meaning there is divine intervention. God has a strong hand. All the nations should know this. Lema'an yiratem et Adonai lo'echem kol hayamim. And this is a second purpose of the miracle, and that is for Bnei Israel to fear God and live in awe forever. With that, we close off the Perek and the period of entering the land of Israel. Yehoshua took the reins from Moshe and God, just as he promised, made Yehoshua great in the eyes of the nation. He performed for him a miracle very similar to that of Kiryat Yam Suf, as the text alluded to throughout and clearly called out at the end. Yehoshua then sets two monuments, one in the Yarden, and a second in Gilgal, which will serve as a remembrance for future generations of this great miracle that God performed for Yisrael as they entered the land of Israel for the first time as a nation. Bnei Yisrael now in the land of Israel, completing a long 40-year journey from slavery in Egypt. The first four Perakim took care of Bnei Yisrael entering the land of Israel. For the next several Perakim, we'll see Bnei Yisrael conquering the land of Israel. Just before we get into the wars, Bnei Yisrael will perform two central mitzvot, which we will see in next Perek.